The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
This feed is protected by a Creative Commons license to support the interests of the artist.
Monsters, sex, and rock and roll!
I don't know nothing about that. All I know is that somebody is gonna get the ass whooped over this line.
Bug-eyed monsters threatening Earth. This one cordially invites them to address us one and all.
Look, if it's got horns, don't try to milk it.
And now, the last radio station in association with Louder and Faster Unlimited presents...
Hey, y'all, this is Swami Baba speaking out to all you friends and enablers out there. We're going to try this again. Another show for you, maybe. Another part of the show. Who knows? That's all up to my good friend and editor, Keith. Got some things I'm pretty pissed off about. Pretty pissed off. It's hard to piss the Swami B off. So you could tell I had to get pretty intoxicated to even do this. When I get angry, what I like to do is not let it fester, but chill out for a while, rethink my strategy, and then approach it from a different angle.
I don't reckon I got no reason to kill nobody.
I'm gonna piss some of you people off tonight, but what else is new? Or today, whenever the flying Ferrari donut hole you're listening to this. But like I said, what else is new? So here we go. Pissed off number one. Look, I'm from the South. I was born and raised with all the good Southern rock bands and country music and all that kind of stuff, but damn it, do I have to hear something from the greatest hits of Lynyrd Skynyrd every time I turn on the damn classic so-called radio stations around here? Look, I love Lynyrd Skynyrd, got nothing against Lynyrd Skynyrd, but Jesus, what happened to Molly Hatchet and 38 Special and Blackfoot, among others? Come on, y'all. Even Mother's Finest. I mean, you don't hear them. So I'm appealing to the radio station. And for you assholes who think that Lynyrd Skynyrd is in fact God, Lynyrd Skynyrd is great. There ain't no band God. Please, get away from that shit. You know, once in a while, all right. I got fucking CDs. I got tapes. I can listen to whatever I want to, whenever I want to, but damn, y'all, you got to do it every single time I listen to the fucking radio. Get off of it, because I ain't getting off on it.
weirdos and motorheads, geeks, sluts, bloods, wastoids, dweebies, dickheads. They all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
Swami Baba.
Not a damn thing. I'm getting pissed off by these damn prick teasers and users. Yeah, I'm talking to you women.
Am I bad? Oh, yes.
I mean, I know some women who are what you might call your basic redneck women, or your good old girls, or whatever. They got good jobs. They ain't trailer trash whores. They got good jobs. They smart. They're good southern women. They like fishing. They like boating. They like riding Harleys. They listen to country music and some classic rock.
How much for the little girl? The women. How much for the women?
When they got all these things going for them, and all they do is go around milking guys, which I know you women will appreciate, is not a difficult task. Out of money, I'm sorry. I'm just sick of seeing my brothers fall for this shit. Look, it ain't all about pussy. It ain't all about sex. That's not what I'm saying here. You girls need to work your issues out. You already have established yourselves as being able to make it as women, so you already got your damn feminist shit happening. So why do you want to pick on these poor brothers of mine? I mean, I know guys who've fallen madly, deeply in love and were willing to wait and were willing to do all this stuff just to get shit on by these damn prick-teasing, gold-digging women who didn't need to do either one.
And all the while claiming they was looking for love. Bullshit.
Yeah.
You better be 14, baby. Salami.
Let me be fair about it, though. I mean, there are some guys who do the same damn thing. And you guys who fall for this shit, you deserve what you get. But if you're doing it to a woman, God help you. God have mercy on your soul, if you have one. Of course, everybody does, but you get my basic point here. I mean, what it all boils down to is get your shit together. Work out your issues, whatever they may be. Do not play people. The world is not a fucking chess game, all right? With pawns, seeing who can get to the queen, and whatever. Damn it. All of y'all, get your shit together. Have you forgotten the fucking basic golden rule, doing to others as you would have them doing to you? And that's a whole nother sermon in and of itself, so that scripture is misunderstood. But really, it goes back to what I've said many times before. Karma. What goes around comes around. You fuck with people and you're going to get fucked with, and not in a nice way.
Is that your mouse you're holding, or are you just excited to see me?
Here's something else I think ought to be taken up in court somewhere. Somebody ought to be sued somewhere. I got a relative who recently took a job at an Electrolux franchise. Now, they sell vacuum cleaners, carpet shampooers, air purification systems, and all this kind of home wellness products. The products are top of the line. The prices are reasonable. The job opportunity is fantastic. But he went to work for the wrong damn franchise. And everything they taught him and told him blew up in his fucking face. Because they turned out to be the opposite of everything they preach. People practice what you preach. If you're going to talk about flexible hours, working with people, helping people, the integrity of the name and the integrity of the company, and all these other positive things, then you should live up to it. But his relative of mine got fired because he missed 3 or 4 meetings on account of he couldn't find a babysitter for his youngin' before school started. Now what does that tell you? Everything they said was a lie. Bunch of lying backstabbing so-and-sos. Now, this is just one franchise. I ain't out here to libel or slander the name of Electrolux. But I'm going to tell you something. This particular franchise, if I was in a position to hire an attorney like they could hire an attorney, I'd own that sumbitch in no time. And run it like it should be run. Right.
Pay attention, son. Look at me when I'm talking to you.
Somebody heard the call. Now you can have it. I've got your podcast right here.
I've been holding off on this one for quite some time now. It's about your Muslims, depending on, you know what. I'm going to tell you, I've read the Quran, I've talked to people, I know people who are perfectly fine in that faith. And Swami is not the kind of guy to judge or condemn a person according to your particular spiritual path or lack of it. But I'm going to tell you, people, this is going to be a hard saying, but I got no apologies for it. Almost everything about this religion is whacked. If Satan himself were to design a religion, this would be one of them. Now, if that pisses you off, I'm sorry. But Swami didn't live to be this old and to do this much research to feed your bullshit. That's for mushrooms. There is no evidence to back up the religion. There is no sense to the religion in the long run, not to mention the way they treat children, the way they treat women. And this is not a political statement, by the way, about the war in Iraq and all of that happy horseshit. It ain't about that, although I can go into that. But it just plumb amazes me. I'm starting to lose faith in people, y'all. I really am. And I try hard. I love everybody. I give everybody space. Good God Almighty. I mean, to believe in some of the things that some people believe in and will bend over backwards to justify with absolutely no support whatsoever. Except brainwashing. God had mercy on you. And he will, because he's a merciful God.
Oh, dear gods on high. Though you push me down 1,000 times, I'll climb back up. Until I'm more than a man. Till I stand among you. Your equal.
I need to quit right about now about that topic, because I'm going to go off real bad if I don't.
Well, it's pretty ding-dong obvious to me that that boy is going to hell.
Of course, once again, Swami wants to be fair, but I'm having a struggle with some things that have been happening lately, all of which has been previously mentioned, and on this current topic, I'm telling you the truth. People are being deceived left and right. I believe in people. I don't believe in the bullshit. I don't believe in treating people like mushrooms. Keep them in the dark and feed them bullshit. No, I don't. So in the interest of fairness, you're the primary religion, which is Christianity. And I ain't ashamed to admit I am a Christian. I'm an unorthodox Christian, but I am one. And I can back my shit up. They've been coming out with some stuff. Well, they always have been. Well, I'm trying to be fair here and think of some examples. But you got to listen. You got to do your homework and your research. I don't care what it's about. If you don't do that, you ain't building no foundation. All right? Build your foundation. Do your homework. Just because I say it, or an imam says it, or a televangelist says it, or whoever says it, go home, research it, check it out. I mean, yeah, there are certain things that speak to the heart and to the mind. But ultimately, what it boils down to is your personal relationship to your personal understanding of God. And that is an ongoing growth process. The minute you decide you know it all, you're fucked. You're done.
And the hits just keep on coming.
Now, having said all that, let me say this. All of us human beings are in the process of learning. It's a big classroom, it's a planet we call Earth. And problem is, a lot of people ain't passing their test. They ain't learning shit. They ain't doing their homework. They ain't doing their research. That's all I'm asking, people. That's all I'm asking. In my heart, it's fair. You've heard it said that we may have arrived in different ships, but we're all in the same boat now. That's true. We gotta all oar together. You've heard me say before, there ain't no I in team, but there is a you in fucked. Don't shoot holes in the boat you're traveling in. We're gonna get to our destination. And if some of you people want to make a stop and get off the boat and drop off somewhere else, well, that can be arranged too. This ain't no ordinary ship. This cruise, quote Aerosmith, who quoted somebody else. Who quoted somebody else, life's a journey, not a destiny. But I, perhaps, progress.
On your mark, or get set. Are you ready? I've been up in the atmosphere all day long. Just sit with my guitar and singing a song. Been trying to make some money by the golden rule. But people just laugh and think I'm a fool. I'm high. Man, am I high. I've been sitting on a flagpole kissing the breeze. Now somebody catch me if I sneeze. Yes, it's 3:30 on my sundial. But people can hear me singing for 1/4 mile. I'm high. Man, am I high. Now crowds start to gather, look to the sky. And my thermos bottle is almost dry. Time's running down to my deadline. Oh, but me and my guitar is still doing fine. I'm high. Oh man, am I high. What am I gonna do? I've been up on this flagpole now 4 or 5 days now. All my fingers are hurting. I've run out of my ham and cheese sandwiches with anchovies on the side. Call me. Can you put me on?
Swami Baba. I feel a little bit better having get those few snippets off my chest hair, which I will shave for the right woman. Not that I'm submissive. Oh shit, I'm going completely up on a tangent. But anyway, feel a little bit better getting that off. Thanks for listening. Let's see what we come up with next. After all that ranting and raving, I gotta take a break here and sincerely offer my best thoughts, my prayers, my heart, my sympathy, my soul to all the people who suffered directly and indirectly. From Katrina, Rita, and Ophelia. That's serious shit. I feel for you. Your friend Swami B in his own way. Keeps you in his heart and mind every day. Just like I did when 9/11 happens. Just like I do about a lot of things. There ain't nothing I can say gonna make it right. Ain't nothing I can do gonna make it right. Just want you to know, I don't know you, but I love you. Once again, don't take no bullshit from nobody. I do have a point, though, to make about this. Just to consider, the very people who are responsible for electing certain government officials and thereby responsible for the other officials that were appointed under that official are having more success getting the food, the water, the supplies, the rescue efforts in there than the government they elect. I'm sorry, but something's wrong with this picture, but also something is very right. What that basically boils down to is an imbalance. See, back when Hurricane Floyd came through North Carolina, a lot of us down here got flooded out. We even had people from the western part of our own damn state coming to look at it because they didn't believe it. They didn't believe it was that bad. Didn't believe anything like that could happen. Well, they found out. People, come on, let's work together and try to get as close as we can to a balance.
Lord knows I am peaceful when I'm left alone. I've always been an eagle, been a while since I have flown. My claws are sharp as ever, so's my eagle eye. Something's gonna go to ground when the eagle flies. Lately I've heard rumors that the eagle may be lame. Just because I've been idle don't mean that I'm tame. You've jeopardized my freedom, my natural place to roost. I can fly when I have to. So lay all your doubts aside when you go to bed tonight. My feathers are all ruffled now. I'm ready for a fight. Just because I took a while to fly, I don't mean I don't care. When you feel the shadow crossing, eagles in the air. So lay all your doubts aside when you go to bed tonight. My feathers are all ruffled now. I'm ready for a fight. Just because I took a while to fly, I don't mean I don't care. Shadow crossing, the eagle's in the air. When you feel the shadow crossing, the eagle's in the air.
Swami Bubba.
Now we got that damn Hurricane Ophelia chewing up the coast of my state, North Carolina. I mean, I heard somebody say that Katrina meant cleansing. I don't know what they want to say Ophelia means, but maybe it just means I feel you. Look, I'm going off on a serious tangent here. I understand. But this is some serious shit. I just want to say, all you people, you're going to hear about, this is the wrath, the judgment of God. Well, if God rules nature and man violates the laws of nature, there is a complete and total argument to be made in that favor. But there's a lot more to it than that, because God is love and mercy. But then again, as you've heard me say before, the backside of love and mercy is ass whooping. Now, does that mean that you people that are suffering from anything, whether it be a hurricane or a personal storm in your personal life, does that mean that you being judged, condemned, whatever, by your definition of God? No. It means you're being taught a lesson. I'm going to say this from the For What It's Worth department, and I got to base it on the things I'm most familiar with. I'm going to tell you this right here, for what it's worth. Even in the Bible, New Testament talks about foolish man builds his house on the sand, and the wind and the waves come and destroy it, and it advises us to build on the rock. Well, that's obviously been proven to be literal, but it's also got a deeper meaning. I cannot emphasize enough, it's not about judgment, this is about a new beginning, this is about clarification, because look at all it's done. Yeah, I still pray humbly for the lost souls, the disenchanted, the people who have lost faith, and whatever their faith may be, the losses across the board. But the bottom line is, this be a new beginning. This is a new beginning. Ain't no such thing as an ending without a new beginning. Just can't seem to get off this topic. But, we in North Carolina endured Floyd, translation flood. So some of us understand a little bit of what you're going through. Nobody's going to understand everything of what you're going through. Forget about it. You got to make peace with your own God in your own way. Now, I do realize I've been babbling about this subject for some time. And the reason I've been babbling is because I'm concerned. I'm hurt. I feel for you. Like I said before, I want to do something. I want to say something. And everybody out there doing or trying to do something or saying or trying to say something, I stick to my standards. Whatever else happens, ain't nothing but good going to come out of this. Hard to see right now for some of you, I know, but it will happen. Focus on the future, not the past, not even the present, although the only time we have is to live here, now. So take your here and now. Take your here and now, no matter how horrible or how wonderful that seems, and determine what you're going to do with that. That's going to be the seed for your future. Again, nothing but love. If it was in my power to change it all, I would. But it's not in my power, except in a mystical sense, the same mystical sense that it is in your power. God will not interfere with free will. Choose wisely, my brothers and sisters. You need to talk to me, or T.D. Jakes, or Joyce Myers, or the Red Cross, or anybody else you want to talk to, talk to them. This is a perfect opportunity to begin anew, to compare notes, to get your act together, to get your stuff together. A lot of people are doing that. It ain't going to be the same for everybody. But the God I believe in don't judge by outward appearances. He judges by the heart. He judges by your intention, your motive. Just use your free will wisely. I love you. Take care of yourselves. How the hell, Swami, do I take care of myself when I got nothing left and ain't nobody helping me? It's tough. It's rough. There's a secret in that. You make a decision, and you abide by the decision. And if the decision doesn't work, you make another decision, and another, and another. And you just keep pushing on, keep pressing on, until you find what you're looking for. Ask, seek, and knock. And it shall be answered, it shall be found, and shall be opened. In times like these, everything we say seems so trite and so trivial. It does. It really does. I'm going to let my producer and editor put all this together the way he seems, but I got to talk to him. I got to talk. And this is just one example of so many things that are going horribly wrong in this world. Enough to make anybody, myself included, lose faith in everything. God, religion, the government, yourself, family, your friend. Well, as I've said before, you're right in the wrong way to do everything. So if you feel like giving up, just give up the right way. Give up to the highest power you can imagine. Because I guarantee you that the power is a lot higher than you can imagine. Imagination is a gift of creativity. If you can imagine it, you've heard it said, it can happen. Now might be your opportunity. But again, it's up to you. It's that vile of us always. None of us are ever going to understand everything. But that is no excuse to keep us from trying. Be well, children. Wherever you're at, whatever you think, sincerely, God bless you all.
Bombadida, 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 about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again.
That concludes tonight's peripheral assessment of whatever the hell just happened. If you feel you need further assistance, please dial up and hang your operator. This is a recording.
The Swami Bubba program is a presentation of Louder and Faster Unlimited and came to you through the facilities of the Last Radio Station. No disclaimer is necessary because we frankly agree with everything the man says. Join us next time for Swami Bubba.